Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Jeanette.
And I'm Emily.
Apparently I forgot how to do intros. This is our second time, and even our second time trying to do it, I messed up. So
she started talking before it started recording.
I know, I don't know what my issue is, but we're here.
It's okay. We made it. We're doing it. That's all that matters.
So tell us about your week, Emily.
Well, classes started and I adopted a kitten on literally the first day of class.
I love that so much.
I guess I really did. Head first. Oh, for sure. Yeah, his name is Merlin. I'll post a picture of him like on the Instagram at some point. He's actually in the chair next to me. He is an angel and he is so sweet.
Oh, I love that.
He is a precious little guy. But what about you?
I have just been overwhelmed with school.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Definitely.
No, I literally... Oh my... I don't know. It's just... It was just so much at once. And like...
Right.
Money!
Because, I mean, we've also been off since, like,
that
March,
too.
You know? Like, it's weird to go fully back into things after you hadn't been going to, like, an in-person class for, like, months.
It's true. We technically didn't have, like, school last semester.
Yeah.
Because everything switched on to online, and then the teachers didn't care, so they were just like, all right, like, just...
I know, yeah.
Turn stuff in, like...
What was weird for me is since I'm a music major, we were having to like do online lessons and stuff, which
yeah, that's weird.
Is really strange because like usually my teacher would like come fix like my hand and stuff like that, like if I'm tense. And then since she's a generally like nervous person when it comes to germs, and I get it, we're still doing like not in person kind of. So I'm doing lessons on her driveway, 6 feet apart from her.
That is so funny.
You can imagine the weird looks we get from people.
That is so hilarious. I love how you made it work, though.
It is working. It's really weird, though. And I mean, like, I had to bring, like, clips with me, you know, that way I could, like keep my music from flying off the stand. And so all I had was hair dyeing clips. And so I used that to keep the music on. And so
wow, love that too.
I know. It's
very innovative.
Very, thank you. I think Merlin's confused because I seem like I'm talking to myself right now.
He thinks you're insane. And honestly, me too.
Well, I do talk about murder for money, so
true. We both have issues.
Yeah, it's okay. That's why we're friends.
It's very true.
So, we are almost to 1,500 listens. Like, I think we're 70 listens away, which is crazy, honestly.
No, it truly is crazy.
And I wouldn't have even expected to get there. It is. So.
I also can't believe that it's already September.
Oh, okay. So we posted one of our first episodes September of last year on SoundCloud, remember?
Are we almost a year? Oh my gosh.
I think we're almost a year. Let me like actually look it up right now because I'm curious, obviously.
This is okay. Amazing.
It still has like our old logo on SoundCloud.
Oh.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I know that I've reached my posts limit. I want to look at the episodes. That is all I want to look at. Oh my gosh, it's not loading. Okay, just give me a second. I apologize.
Tell
me about your classes.
They're a lot to handle.
Yeah.
Expensive. And yeah, that's about it.
All right. I get that, yeah. All right, here we go.
Enough, perfect. Enough information to fill up the blank space.
You did it. Thank you. All right, so we recorded our first episode on September 24th. So in 21 days, we will have had this podcast for a year.
That is so exciting. We'll have to do like a one-year special or something.
Yeah, we could totally do that. I'm trying to think of what we would do for that. Also, I'm sorry if this is your first episode you're listening to us on. We're talking a lot at the beginning today.
I know, but also for the newbies, hello, guys.
Hi.
We randomly have episodes where we just kind of chill and talk about random stories, and this is probably going to be one of those today. I know Emily has a case that she wants to talk about.
It's pretty short, though.
Yeah, it's nowhere near going to be like the other cases that we have talked about, obviously. But did you want to go ahead and start it? We can, totally.
Well, first, I want to tell you about the case that I'm going to be doing next.
Okay, so sure. Go for it.
Have you heard of the Cleveland kidnappings?
No.
Basically, this absolute dumpster of a man. He kidnapped three women and he kept them in it was called the Cleveland House of Horrors for over 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, so the people that were kidnapped were Amanda Berry, Michelle Knight, and Gina De Jesus. And all three of them have books. So Amanda and Gina have a book together, which I'm just about done reading. And then Michelle Knight has a book on her own. Amanda Berry and Gina De Jesus's is called Hope. I think it's like a tale of survival or something like that. And then Michelle Knight's book is called Finding Me, A Decade of Darkness and a Life Reclaimed. So I'm reading those for that, which is, well, why it's not ready yet.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a lot of information. So it's easily going to be like a multiple parter. So I also thought it would be nice for today to, like, I don't know, take a break between the multiple parters.
No, that's totally fair.
Because,
I mean,
we just finished Bundy. I mean, he was a three-parter. So
He was a lot.
I really hope this won't turn into a three-parter, but I've met myself before. So it probably will.
It's okay. I'm just glad we're done with Bundy because
it's
fucking Bundy. Oh, pardon my French. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We speak French a lot on this channel.
It's true.
No, and I hated having to like look at his face every time I was researching. It was like making me like mad. So I'm really glad we're done with that too.
Yeah, same. Like the pictures I would post, I'd be like, why would I don't really want to post a picture of his face.
So I got a new phone and I was going through like my old pictures and stuff, and like all of my pictures and my downloads were like from cases. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to delete all of these because if someone were to look on my phone, they'd be like, what the hell? Like, this isn't okay.
It's just like a file of murderers.
I mean, like, yeah, we did Ed Kemper. We got Ted Bundy on there. We got some Israel Keys. Like, yeah.
Wow, love that for us.
There's a lot. I think those are like the main serial killers that we've done. We also did the Toolbox Killers. That one was a while ago. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah. That was a good episode, though.
That one was also really interesting. Two-parter. Nice.
Wow, yeah, that one, Emily and her parters.
I think my favorite two-parter that we've done has to be the JR and what was his name? You know, the guy that thought he was a werewolf, a 3,000-year-old werewolf. Jeremy.
Oh, yes. I loved it.
Oh my gosh, that was a wild episode. Or two episodes. Okay, well, I think now I'm done talking, and now I would like to get into the case for today.
All right, here we go, folks.
So, are you ready to be mad at police officers?
I kind of already am, so go for it.
Yes. Okay, so first we're going to start out by talking a little bit about Michael Lane. So he is a piece of garbage, as we will very, very soon come to realize. This case really had like nothing on it. So we're really like, I'm really kind of reaching for a lot of the information, but all of the facts are true, obviously. So he sucks. And that's all I have to really say about him. He stalked a lot of people. He had 12 counts of people like calling in and saying, like, he's stalking me. And it was girls, too. He found that they had harassed 12 women and young women between 2006 and 2016. So 12. That's a really big number.
It is.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Double digits.
He was born in Thornhill, Port Slade, which I had never heard of that place before. But then I realized it's because this is a British case. So shout out to our British listeners, because we actually have some of those, which is awesome.
That is so cool, by the way.
It is. We have a lot of different countries.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so he met Shanna Grice whenever she was 18 years old, and they both worked at Brighton Fire Alarms. So they had a relationship, and Michael Lane became absolutely obsessed with her. So whenever they ended up like breaking up, he had refused to accept this, and he had said to a friend, "She'll pay for what she's done."
Oh no.
So already off to a really bad start. And I haven't even told you the age difference between these people. So he was, I believe, 26 at the time, and she was 18.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So he had a few like allegations over himself that I had spoken a little bit about at the beginning, but he was charged for sexual assault in 2010. But something had happened in which it like wasn't in his like his file. Like it just wasn't in his file. So he ended up being able to like be a Boy Scout leader and stuff like that too. So that's really upsetting.
That is so sad.
And something to like in general keep in mind. So in other relationships, he was very, very controlling. And he would like send them a lot of explicit text messages and pictures of himself. And he kept pestering them to sleep with him for money. He would loiter outside of their homes and all of that sleazy stuff.
Ew. So
he apparently used youth movements. I'm reading this from BBC, which appealed to young women and girls to allow him to access to victims. I could not figure out what that meant. Young movements.
Young. I mean, so what does it mean?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Like, no, I still don't know. Sorry.
No, you're good. I thought you figured it out. That's why I was like, oh.
I really led you on there. I apologize.
I know. It's fine.
I'm assuming he just had really, really good dance moves.
Yes.
I think that's what it was. Yeah.
I think so too, honestly.
We're going to go with that. So he had really good dance moves. So, he did begin grooming a 14-year-old via text and Facebook messages. A 14-year-old.
Ew, what?
Yeah, and so he did get arrested for that.
That's
and
disgusting.
Then he had resigned from the Boy Scouts because of this. And then, like, they were like, okay, well, if you try to rejoin, like, we're going to keep that in mind. And this is whenever there was a temporary glitch in the IT system where he was not recognized as a past member of the Boy Scouts, and he ended up volunteering for several months. So, that's a really good sign, right?
So I'm uneasy. Anyways, go on.
Yeah, you're all uncomfortable, which is fair, yes.
Disgusting.
So Shanna and Michael, you know, I said that they had broken up and he was really, really upset about that. I realized that I said that and then I jumped more into backstory. So I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
It's been like 2 weeks.
We're here for it.
I can't podcast very well today. So he ended up stalking her after she had broken up with him, and she had returned to her previous boyfriend as well, who was named Ashley Cook. He put a tracker device on her car, and it notified her whenever, like, she moved her car. So, yeah. On February 8th, 2016, she complained to the police about being stalked by him, and she, like, kept receiving unwanted flowers and a lot of damage to her car. On the 24th of March, he snatched her phone and grabbed her hair, and he was arrested on the suspicion of assault, but he was later released. And listen to this. You ready?
I'm ready.
Shanna was issued with a fixed penalty notice by the police for wasting their time by not disclosing she had been in a relationship with him. Like, she called them and she was like, okay, hey, like, this guy's stalking me. And they were like, oh, well, you've dated him before.
That's not a thing. Stop.
You can
date a guy and then him end up being psychotic. That doesn't make it okay.
And also, I think at this point she was 19 years old and he was 26 or 27. Like, the police weren't like, okay, that's fine. Like, excuse me?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
So that's, like, the main part that I'm mad about with the police in this case, because...
Honestly, same.
Obviously.
That's very rude.
I know, right? Ugh. Okay, so on July 9th, he used a stolen key and he went into her home to watch her while it seemed like she was sleeping. However, she was awake and had heard footsteps downstairs, and so she hid underneath the duvet on her bed. And then she started hearing a man breathing in her room.
Ew.
Uh-huh. And so shortly after, he left because, you know, he was like, okay, well, I guess she's not here. So he left and she had looked outside and had seen him walking away from her window.
Oh, no.
So,
No.
Yeah. He was arrested for theft. Why it was theft? I don't know. And he was given a caution to stay away from her. So the next day, she received 7 phone calls from a blocked number. And one of them had included heavy breathing. She was told that there were no further lines of inquiry and that the case would be left on file. On July 12th, she reported that she was being followed by him. And the police treated this as low risk, but the investigating officer would be made aware. So how kind, right? Like, oh, hey, this guy is following me. Okay. And I...
That's so... I can't.
This episode is seeming very ranty. Like, I feel like I'm
just... It's just us ranting about how... Yeah. Stupid sometimes cases end up like
yeah, and in so many cases it's like the police just like totally just murder it and it like doesn't go well, you know. I was gonna say kill it, but kill it could also be like a positive connotation, so but they just like I don't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I feel that. It's okay.
We have not done a podcast in so long. My brain is like not functioning correctly. And I'm like reading stuff from my paper and I'm like so confused somehow. I don't know what's going on.
I feel that.
Okay. So on August 4th, she saw him loitering outside her home. And so she had confided in her friend. Her name was Joanne Pumphrey. And she said that she was afraid that the police wouldn't believe her because of her previous fine for wasting the police time. And Joanne was a witness to, like, him outside, but she didn't end up reporting that to the police. So this is where it gets much darker. On August 25th, he had waited until she was alone in her home. He let himself in, slit her throat, and then set her bedroom on fire.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, and this was, remember.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello? What?
Sorry, I'm just shook.
Okay.
That was me. Don't worry.
Okay. Just some noises. Oh, of course, of course. Yeah, so he, you know, set fire to the room and slit her throat.
What is so sad?
It is. It's so sad. So she was 19 years old at the time, and he was 27. Her body was found by her boyfriend's father. Remember, his name was Ashley Cook, and so his name was Ian Cook. And she lived in Christory Road, Portslade, in East Sussex. That is a really hard thing to say right there.
Wait, so, okay.
Uh-huh.
When he set the room on fire, did he do that before or after he killed her?
I think it was after.
Okay, okay.
Oh man, imagine if he had done it, like, before. He would have to, like, hurry, you know?
I know, like, I feel like that would be harder, that's why I asked.
Oh, definitely. No, it was after. At least I'm pretty sure that's what it says here. I'm really assuming that it's after, otherwise I literally don't know how that would have worked.
It's okay, they had the same ending.
Yeah, unfortunately. All right.
Yes, very unfortunately. But yes.
Yeah. So, he had found her body. And then the same day, Michael Lane was arrested and at his workplace, which was called Burgess Hill. It was in Burgess Hill, which is a town that's over there. I'm assuming he still worked at the same place. The Brighton Firearms, that's what it was called.
Okay.
So he had initially lied to the police about what he had done that day. And then he admitted, you know, that he had gone into Shanna Grice's home. He said that he had found the front door open and then had found her body in her bedroom. Yeah, and then he said that he panicked, and then he left without calling, you know, the police or anything, or checking her vital signs, or telling anyone what he had found. And so they were like, okay, that's suspicious.
No, very.
Because my man was just at work. Like, he didn't even, like, try to... He could, yeah, if he would have just said, no, I didn't go, because of how the police were in this case, they probably would have been like, oh, okay, so I guess it was like a suicide or something, you know?
Right.
Because, the police did not do their job very well at the beginning of this case, as we spoke about. But yeah, why did he even say that he went there and saw her body? Why did he do that? I mean,
no idea. What the heck?
Don't get me wrong. I'm glad he did because he's in jail now. Spoiler alert. But
stop it with the spoilers.
the killer's in jail. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, so he ended up being arrested. And he ended up going to trial. And the trial lasted 2 weeks in Lewes Crown Court. And then he was found guilty, and he was sentenced to life with a minimum term of 25 years. So he is still in jail now. I didn't say when this happened. This happened in 2016. So he's still in jail for a bit. However, he was sentenced to life. So hopefully he, you know, stays for life in prison.
Right.
So... Yeah, that's...
Well, dang.
Yeah, that's basically the story of Shanna Grice. It's, again, it's very short, so I'm sorry I didn't have much more information on there, but...
I mean, this was a bonus, but...
It was.
It was a very interesting story.
Kind of terrifying.
No, it's scary. They're all scary and very depressing.
They are. But...
Oh, goodness.
I know. Do you want to do some, like, like, since this is just a little, I mean, not a fun one, the whole talking about the murder wasn't fun, but would you like to do, like, some fun facts to, like, brighten the mood?
Let me find some.
Okay, I'll find some as well. We can't do the one about the guinea pigs because that has ruined two episodes now.
It was literally a title of one of the episodes.
It literally was. Yeah, guinea pigs are a bad palate cleanser. It was the Israel Keys episode, right?
Yeah, yes.
It was. Okay, well, I found something that says 14 of the most interesting facts ever.
Oh, that's a really fun. Okay, go on.
Okay. It would take 1,200,000 mosquitoes each sucking once to completely drain the average human of blood.
Wait, sorry, say that again. I was reading these facts. Okay, go on.
It would take 1,200,000 mosquitoes each sucking once to completely drain the average human of blood.
That's intense.
That is intense.
It's very intense.
Why do they count it as them all only sucking once, though, is what I'm curious about.
Only sucking once, like one little...
I guess, yeah. Some mosquito ASMR. What are you holding in your mouth? Luna just walked up to me.
Mosquito ASMR and then yelled, "What do you have in your mouth?"
Okay, so Luna just walked up to me with a piece of trash in her mouth, sat it down next to me, and just sat. And I was like, okay.
I was getting ready for some mosquito ASMR, and then you just yelled. It was very scary.
You know, that was the mosquito ASMR.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah. Okay, so what was your fact? I'm sorry.
Okay, it was the oldest known pet cat existed 9,500 years ago.
Wow. And I...
Cats spend 70% of their lives sleeping.
I can attest to that with a sleeping kitten passed out upside down in the chair next to me.
That is so cute. Oh my god.
Well, Luna's obviously awake if she's going to bring me garbage. I don't think she knows what I'm doing either because, well, she's my family's cat and so she hasn't seen me in a few months. So she's like, why are you just sitting there talking to yourself? Okay, let's see. If you were to remove all the empty space from atoms that make up every human on Earth, the entire world population could fit into an apple.
Oh.
Yeah. That's weird. I don't like that.
That is so weird. I can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that one. I don't want to think about it anymore.
Isn't it crazy how you're... your youngest, like a picture of you at your youngest is your oldest picture.
That is weird. That took you a long time to get out.
It did. I didn't know how to say it. Like,
no, it definitely is weird. Yeah.
It is very weird.
Ooh, here's a fun one. Honey does not spoil. You could feasibly eat 3,000-year-old honey.
Let's do it.
I don't think we can buy that, you know? Would you like to try? Maybe they have it on eBay.
Let's do it. Let's buy 3,000-year-old honey off eBay.
Welcome to our next episode where we just eat 3,000-year-old honey. Okay, so... honey was revered in ancient Egypt, and until recently, the oldest honey in the world was found in an Egyptian tomb. So, it was placed in honey pots in the tomb of the deceased pharaoh King Tut to keep him happy on his celestial journey to the afterlife. Huh. So, we could eat that if we wanted to.
Okay. Let's Do it.
Do you think they'd be willing to give it to two random girls with a horror podcast? I think they would. Right? Yes. Be kind of rude if they wouldn't.
Wait, hey. This is really funny. I don't know why mine are all about cats, but they are.
It's okay.
A cat was the mayor of an Alaskan town for 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah, he was the mayor for 20 years.
Did he really do that good of a job?
An orange tabby cat called Stubbs. Was the mayor of Talkeetna, a small town in Alaska, for 20 years. He had several uncontested elections, and although he didn't hold any legislative power, he was loved by locals and tourists alike.
Wait, you said that it was uncontested? Does that mean like everyone was like, well, crap, I can't run for mayor. This cat's mayor. Do you think there were people that wanted to be mayor, but they were like, oh.
Exactly. They're like, this is my competition. I can't do that.
Honestly, I wouldn't be able to either. It's a cat, man, you know? Wow.
Exactly. That is so cute.
All right. Well, I think we're good for today.
Oh, goodness. Well, thanks, guys, so much for listening to a mini case and us rambling about cat facts. That's always fun.
Me yelling at my actual cat.
And some mosquito ASMR. So,
thank you guys for listening to Mosquito ASMR.
This has been great. I want more mosquito ASMR. Next episode is a 2-hour... just mosquitoes.
We're going to get 1,200,000 mosquitoes to come over, and we're going to have them suck the blood from us to see if it'll work and if we'll die. So
stay tuned.
I don't know how we're going to post it, but we'll get it. Don't worry.
It's okay. We can have David or Parker or someone post it after we died. You know.
Yeah, that's perfect. I don't know if either of them would be okay with us doing that experiment, but
it's okay. We can like write a note and be like, our last dying wish is for you to post this.
They'd have to.
We won't tell them that we're doing it. So we'll do it. And then they'll be like, oh my gosh.
Well, luckily neither of them listen to our podcast. So we're good.
That's the tea.
I love our supportive guys.
I love it so much. Anyways, before we get depressed, you guys can follow us on Instagram at
Horror Slumber Party Podcast.
And Twitter.
Party_horror.
You can email us.
HorrorSlumberParty@gmail.com.
And we also have a YouTube channel, which we have a lot of videos up from past recordings. So go ahead and listen/... Well, I guess it's still listen, it's not watch.
You can stare at our logo for an hour if you want.
Yeah, you can.
To you.
But yeah, anyways, go listen to us on YouTube at...
Well, Horror Slumber Party Podcast.
And...
You can sign up for our Patreon, which we're going to have in the description. We don't have anything out yet, but don't even worry about it. We will.
But yeah, stay tuned for that and for upcoming episodes. We always make sure to post on Instagram and Twitter for sure. So yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you guys so much for your support. We hope you enjoyed this very calm, chillaxed episode. Well, I guess it wasn't too calm because there was a murder story in it.
There was.
But yeah, y'all enjoy that. We love every single one of y'all. Good night and scary dreams.
Bye.